What happened? Where am I? Is this the woods outside the city?
It sure is. The perfect place for a beast to let loose. Oh, you missed! An area can give him.
How do you...
That mission that took us out into the middle of the ocean. One Piece let us use his old wooden ship because we were up against hackers. That entire time, you looked like you were seasick. Which made no sense, since you downed every last bit of food on that Disney cruise we took. So I ran a little test to see just what made the almighty North Star tick. And wouldn't you know it, I discovered high levels of radiation. Radiation that not even the most invulnerable of heroes would be able to survive. So when we had that mission in Africa, far from any city, I saw your radiation levels fall. You were more limp than a wet noodle.
Even... back then, you sought my downfall. You were a traitor then, just as you are now.
Don't you know the rules about heroes, North Star? There must always be a contingency should they stray from heroism. You're no exception. And because of this weakness, you'll finally have your comeuppance. God, I've played this scenario in my head so many times, but to have it come to life, it's just so exhilarating. Look at you. So defenseless. It's pathetic. And yet so amusing.
How have you done this? That form you took. When did you...
Think of me like that Pokemon with the Mega Evolution. Work hard enough and anyone can discover what lies beneath the surface of their own powers. As for how I got you here, I had a little help. Someone who, much like me, is discovering there's more to them than just what others deem.
What do you mean?
All I will say is, you better think twice next time you decide to toss out someone you deemed as trash. It was bad enough that you framed me for her teammate's death and made me bear the sheer overwhelming disappointment from Lieutenant Faith. But to go out of your way and do what you did to your own underlings. You're despicable! Here I was calling myself a villain, allowing others to set it in stone, when you're more of a scumbag than some of my colleagues. I swear, it feels like an eternity since we've been at each other's throats. But now it has finally come full circle. I would ask you for iconic any last words, but personally, I don't think you deserve them. For what it's worth, I hope you have an amazing funeral. What? Gears? What do you mean, don't do it? I need to finish what I've started! What
Do you have dementia? Have you already forgotten who I'm choking the life out of right now? I am holding my nemesis, your former boss, the same guy who mistreated you, criticized you, belittled you, replaced you like you were just an object. And let's not forget, the same guy who left you to die had it not been for me. Yes, yes, I nabbed you, but we both established that he used you as bait. Plus, I have little to complain about since I took you in and made you my pet. Right, right, not a pet. My point still stands. This selfish prick has done nothing but rob us of what we should have been. Of what could have been a dream come true for us! If anything, he would rather see us rot in prison or in a grave, and yet you still wish to defend him? You really have to bring this up now. Yes, I remember. You told me that you wanted to prove that you can be better than him. But so what? Give me one good reason why I shouldn't end him right here and now. Because if I do, then I'll prove him right. And be exactly what he labels me as. A villain. Fine. Consider yourself fortunate, my nemesis. It seems my partner still has some pity for you after all you've done. And unlike you, I actually bother to listen and respect them.
And just like that, you lower your guard. It appears my failed protege has made you softer than I ever imagined possible.
What are you... Gears! Look out! Gears! Damn it! No, 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 no! Gears! Shit!
J. Ashlyn Brenzelf, Medalisk, the Vindictive Viper, you are hereby, finally, placed under arrest. There's a nice cushy cell waiting for you.
So full of yourself. Don't tell me. At a maximum security prison of sorts.
Something even stronger for one such as you. One who has proven too elusive and much too dangerous to leave in the hands of mere mortals.
Ooh. I'll be guarded by heroes then. Maybe I'll get some time off my sentence. If I'm a goody two-shoes. Well, how's this for a start?
Lovely. Take her away.
Starting to lose consciousness. Kid, here's where you are.